Lou Anne Crane here with Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and we have a fantastic program planned for today with one of our very favorite guests, Mrs. Kim Meter of Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch. But before we get to that, I'm sure you've heard in the news this week about President Barack Obama's recent statement that he indeed supports same-sex marriage, becoming the first president in American history to do so. Well, as you may have imagined, our host, Dr. James Dobson, had a few thoughts about that announcement, and he shared them with Mr. Crane Durham recently, who is the host of Nothing But Truth. That's a live program heard on the American Family Radio Network. We are going to hear what Dr. Dobson had to say, and to set that up, here first is the historic statement made by our President Barack Obama this week.
But I have to tell you that over the course of several years, as I talk to friends and family and neighbors, when I think about members of my own staff who are in incredibly committed monogamous relationships, same-sex relationships, who are raising kids together, when I think about those soldiers or airmen or Marines or sailors who are out there fighting on my behalf and yet feel constrained, even now that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is gone, because they're not able to commit themselves in a marriage. At a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
So, Dr. Dobson, what do you think of this change?
Well, in the first place, I don't believe for a minute that he just now came to this conclusion, because he supported every other aspect of a homosexual activist viewpoints from the beginning. And I think for political reasons, he hasn't felt that he was free to announce it. But he has also supported every liberal social position that there is. And so this is very consistent with who the man is. And so now he's kind of gotten smoked out by Vice President Biden, who made a statement that apparently they weren't prepared for. And now he's almost forced to go tell everybody what he's believed from the beginning. I can't prove that, but that's what I believe, because that's who the man is. I think this is going to hurt him. Because the state of North Carolina brought out a huge crowd to vote for traditional marriage. The vote was 60% to 39%. And despite the fact that Fox News is telling everybody and has been for weeks that the country is changing with regard to its views on marriage, that's just not true. I mean, this is the 30th state now that has put support for traditional man-woman marriage into its constitution. And there hasn't been one single state where the people were allowed to vote where they have voted in favor of same-sex marriage. So if you just look at where the nation is and continues to be, despite what the liberal media and even Fox News would like us to believe, I think that there's a possibility that the president could be really hurt by this position in the next election.
Dr. Dobson is with us. Crane Durham's Nothing But Truth, AFR Talk. And what impact does it have when he is the first president to openly come out in support of this of the redefinition of marriage?
Well, speaking as a private individual, again, mm-hmm. it just is a continuation of his extremely liberal views on the social issues, and in this case, what I consider to be a violation of scriptural principles. The thing to consider is that African Americans have tended to be more in favor of traditional marriage even than the rest of the nation. And in California, it was primarily the African-American community that passed Proposition 8, which has now, of course, been overturned by a homosexual judge. And Hispanic people, being largely Catholic, not all of them, but largely Catholic, are also more pro-marriage, traditional marriage, than others in this country. So I think this is really a bad political move, and one he would rather not have made. He'd rather have stayed in the trees on this one, like he did on the last election. He did not come out and take a stand and said, "I haven't decided. I don't know yet what I believe, but I'm in favor of traditional marriage." Well, some may believe it, but I don't. But I can just tell you, from my point of view, I will be praying even harder about this upcoming election, because there is so much at stake. Marriage must be maintained. It's been in existence on every continent on earth since the Garden of Eden, not just in Christian countries, but wherever mankind has taken root. Marriage, relationship between one man and one woman, has been honored in law and in practice. Obviously, homosexuality has flourished in many places, in Rome, in Greece, in Sodom and Gomorrah. It has been relationships between one man and one woman, because we're made that way. We're designed that way. And to throw it on the ash heap of history at this stage of our existence, and to defy the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which I believe this does, has got to be considered by all of us.
We've been listening to our Family Talk host, Dr. James Dobson's appearance this week on Crane Durham's Nothing But Truth broadcast, which is heard on the American Family radio stations. Dr. Dobson was, of course, commenting on President Barack Obama's recent statement that he is in favor of same-sex marriage. If you are concerned about this and would like to learn more about the issue, I would encourage you to go to drjamesdobson.org. Now, let's get started with our regularly scheduled program for today, which I know you will enjoy. In fact, because we had to trim this discussion a bit to make room for Dr. Dobson's timely comments, I'm pleased to announce we will have a special extended version available of today's broadcast for you online at drjamesdobson.org. Again, that's drjamesdobson.org.
Welcome to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, here with your host, psychologist and best-selling author, and my dad, Dr. James Dobson, and Luann Crane. Luann, yesterday we had a good friend of the program, Kim Meter, in the studio with us to talk about her upbringing and how the death of her parents set in motion some big obstacles in her life.
But Ryan, it's amazing to see, though, that through the love and grace of God, Kim has come full circle, and really, there was a completely changed woman sitting before us in the studio yesterday. She's been able to draw from all of her life experiences and has written a brand new book. It's called Fierce Beauty, Choosing to Stand for What Matters Most.
Well, I like the way she addresses real beauty in her book.
Yeah.
Kim shared that we need to fiercely serve the Lord through our actions.
And she specifically addressed that whole topic to women, Ryan, so I know I appreciated that. Briefly, we shared yesterday that Kim and her husband Troy are the owners of Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch near Bend, Oregon, and I'd like to point out that I have visited there and you have not.
You know, you keep bringing that up.
I do. We'll change that, I promise. They rescue abused horses, and through that they mentor young children, really bringing together broken children, horses, and families that just breathes hope and healing into their lives.
Well, I love what the Meters are doing. And again, I hope to take my family to their ranch soon. And I know it would be a life-changing experience.
It will.
I've showed Lincoln pictures and he's dying to go.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed the first half of this broadcast, go online and get caught up or request a complimentary broadcast CD. It's at drjamesdobson.org. So let's jump into the conversation as my dad, Dr. James Dobson, discusses Kim's latest book here on this Family Talk broadcast.
Well, Kim, I get used to saying welcome back to you because you've been our guest so many times. And now you have a new book called Fierce Beauty, Choosing to Stand for What Matters Most. And this is a book of wonderful stories, stories about the people you've known and stories about animals and other things. And I want you to start by telling us the story of the wound. That is a dramatic story. We experienced it because we were on your ranch, the Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch. Tell us about that little dog.
You know, I love this story because the Lord, I'm such a visual learner, and the Lord teaches me through the things that I see. And there's such a great crossover. No wonder Jesus spoke in parables to teach about something that is known to illustrate something that is unknown. And that's how I learn as well. And often as a rescue facility, when we go and rescue horses, many times horses are not the only animals in need of rescue. And on one such occasion, two of my staff realized that on one location, there were a couple of dogs that were also in desperate need of help. And instead of just feeling bad, these two young women made the decision to do something about it and each rescue a dog. Lori took the older dog that was very sick, and that's an amazing story called Blind Hope,
which we have featured here, Doctor, so we will link to that.
And Kelsey decided to take the younger dog, which her name, she ended up naming the dog Dakota, which is a Native American word for friend. And Dakota had a 5-by-3-inch wound in her throat, right underneath the chin. And when Kelsey went to pick up this dog, she was half her normal body weight, probably at a Dalmatian mix of some sort. And she was burning up with systemic infection. The dog was so sick, she just drove her right to the vet. And the vet said, oh my golly, this is really bad, and gave her a sack full of wound ointment and antibiotics and poultices to help draw out the infection. And very quickly, this dog started regaining weight and really grew into her moniker and was the friend of all. She's so sweet. And yet, I noticed right away, Kelsey and I did, that she did some very unique things, and that when she first was rescued, she was very weak in the front legs and couldn't go up steps or jump over things. And she also rested in a very peculiar way of turning her head to the left and splinting her left leg up and backward. And that's how she would rest, which is not a normal position for a dog. And the first time I tried to take this dog's picture, she was playing and had the big old dog grin and the tongue hanging out. And I pulled my camera out and got very still in front of her. And before I even knew what happened, she dove under my truck and was trying to fit herself behind the tire. What that really focused intention was terrifying. And so a couple months went by, she gained all of her weight back, but the wound just wouldn't heal. And we had gone on this horse pack trip, and with a vet's encouragement that exercise would be very good for the dog and help her increase her circulation and help the wound heal. And we were able to put her up on the horse's panniers as we were walking in, and had a great week mowing through hillsides of blueberries and the wahoo factor of running and jumping into lakes and laying out in these meadows and looking up at these blanket of stars at night. And the single constant was Kelsey boiling water every morning and every night to make poultices for this wound, which was still not healing, and it was still seeping. And I told her at the end of this trip, honey, I think there's something in there, and let's do this together. We'll take her in. I think she's going to need surgery. I believe the wound track goes down into her body cavity. I think there's something in there that she can't get out. And so that's exactly what we did, and taking her to the vet. And this was a new vet that she had not seen yet. And Dr. Sean breezes in, oh, it's probably cheatgrass or a sliver or something. We'll shoot some x-rays, and I'll call you when the surgery's over. And barely made it to the truck, and Kelsey just broke. Just started crying and said, she really has become one of my dearest friends, and I don't know what I would do without her friendship if she didn't make it. And so we held hands in the truck.
As a dog lover, I understand this.
You do. You do, and how much the Lord teaches us through the animals in our midst. And so we held hands in the cab of the truck and prayed and drove home and had a huge day on the ranch. And because I know her so well, she gave her all to the families that came, but I could see that she was diminished. And 1 hour went by, and then another, and another, and another, and the vet never called. And I could just feel the crush in her heart. And finally, at the very end of the day, she came running across the yard with a cell phone in her hand and this look of being elated and astonished at the same time. And she said, "Oh my gosh, Kim, you have to hear this story." They sedated Dakota and took the x-rays, and a friend was developing them. And this friend, Sarah, said, "When I saw this image rise out of the blackness," she said, "I could feel electricity going through my feet, all the way through my body, and just out the back of my neck. It was like watching pure evil arise." This dog had had this wound in her throat for 4 months. And this, Dr. Dobson, was the cause. I am holding.
I wish we had cameras today.
We'll put a picture of it up so people
can see. Explain what I'm holding.
I just handed to Dr. Dobson a 10-inch arrow with a 1-inch triple-bladed broadhead. Someone had intentionally shot this dog through the throat, and miraculously it didn't pierce anything vital. It went under her shoulder blade and lodged underneath her spine. Oh. And this dog lived with a 10-inch razored projectile in her body for 4 months. And I got to tell you, I keep this arrow in my office, and I look at it every day, because what I have learned is that this is exactly how my sin looks to God, and that there have been times in my life when I've been so ashamed of the sin in my life that it's easy to think that you can hide it by pushing it down deep in your chest, and yet from God's perspective, it is exactly the same as taking that arrow and just ramming it in your chest. And what I know is that the problem with hidden sins is that they don't ever go away. Yeah. And instead, they just fester in this horrible, pussy, bloody place that just keeps seeping an ooze of more sin. That's exactly how it looks to God. And working with kids on the ranch, what I know is that no amount of eating right and healthy living and exercise is going to make the damage of our sin go away, and that there's no amount of sex or drinking or drugs that can make its effects stop. And what I see in my own life and in kids around me and my staff and people as I travel the U.S., there's no distraction in books or movies or novels or video games or texting and tweeting and all the blogging and now cutting, burning, tattooing, piercing, binging, purging, starving. Nothing we do from the outside can fix an internal rot. There's only one who can remove the arrows of our sin. Only one. Mm. And his name is Jesus.
Obviously, somebody tried to conceal this. They cut the arrow off.
It's not broken. It's cut.
Right. It's cut. Mm-hmm. So someone not only shot a dog, but then hid what they had done.
Exactly.
Or thought they had hit it.
But Ryan, isn't that like you and I sometimes when we allow something to come into our life and we don't want anyone to know? And so we try to hide it by pushing it down deeper and deeper, and it doesn't go away. It doesn't get better. It gets worse. I tell you what, Romans 10:13 declares that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, and all we need to do is ask. There's no arrow that the unfailing love of Jesus can't remove. And I know that there are people listening today that feel like Dakota, dying from this condition that you can't fix. And I'm asking you today to call on the name of the Lord, and let today be the day that you ask him to remove your arrow. And he'll give you a new home, a new peace, and a new life.
Amen.
Well, Kim, that is fierce beauty, isn't it?
Yes.
That is incredible, that the metaphor of sin in our lives has been illustrated by what happened to this little dog.
I can tell you that part of the message of fierce beauty is a message of responsibility, and that we are growing up in a culture that says nothing is ever our fault, so I don't ever have to change. And the bottom line is that we have a nemesis in that life, all of us, and that nemesis is sin. And left unchecked, we will die from it. Part of the message of this book is that all of us can call on the name of the Lord every minute of every day and ask Him to forgive us of our sins. And only then, with that forgiveness, can come revival and redemption.
Is this a book that teenagers would enjoy?
Top to bottom. And it's written—
because they love stories.
Absolutely. This book was written primarily with girls in mind, women in mind, but it really is a book for everyone. Because truth is truth, period.
Kim, we're going to have to close this program very quickly, but I want you to talk to the person who's listening to us now who desperately needs to know that God is there. Life has been hard. It was hard for you. We said last time that your father killed your mother and then committed suicide. So at 9 years of age, you knew what it was like suddenly to be an orphan, despite the fact that you had had a happy childhood. And then suddenly you are alone, went to live with your grandmother. There are people out there who have come a route like that. Some of them have cancer. Some of them think there's not a friend in the world. There's not a person who cares for them. And they need to know that God knows their name and cares about them. That's a message that you're trying to convey through this book, Fierce Beauty. And these stories all point toward Him, don't they?
I think that I would say to that person that God's word is true, and it doesn't matter who we are or what we've done or what's been done to us or what we have survived. There is no place we can go beyond the reach of His love for us. There is no depth we can fall to that is so deep that His love is not deeper still. And I would say that it is the power of Christ within us all to call on His name. Don't believe me or anyone else. You call on the name of Jesus Christ.
Once again, the title of the book is Fierce Beauty, by Kim Meador, and the subtitle is Choosing to Stand for What Matters Most. In 20 seconds, tell me what matters most, Kim.
In this life, we only have two gears. Our life can only serve one master, and ultimately it's either us or Jesus Christ. And we must choose. Time is winding down. We have days left, so to speak, to serve the Lord well and to stand for what matters most. And it's not us, it's Jesus Christ.
And with regard to beauty, you said in the program last time, true beauty is not about how you look, but how you live.
You bet. And the message of the book is, if you want to be beautiful, stop looking in the mirror and start choosing to live for Jesus Christ.
You do that, Kim. You do that for all of us. And we continue to follow your work at Crystal Peaks. I hope there'll be so many people coming there that you will be forced to get a bigger ranch and be able to serve more kids and more horses. And you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Dr. Dobson.
And thanks for being with us today.
Always.
You have been listening to Kim Meador on this edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and I love Kim's final statement there. If you want to be beautiful, stop looking in the mirror and start living for Christ. This two-day series has certainly touched me in a very special way, and probably many more of you women in the audience as well. So if you would like to learn more about what it means to become a Christian, give us a call and connect with us even online.
Our website is drjamesdobson.org. And if you're near a phone, the phone number is 877-732-6825. And if you're joining us late and you missed the first part of this two-day series or would like a copy of both days, make sure to call us and request a complimentary broadcast CD.
We are just a phone call away, Ryan. Mm. Let me give that phone number one more time, 877-732-6825, and available either by phone or online. We can tell you how to receive Kim's book. It's called Fierce Beauty, Choosing to Stand for What Matters Most. And Ryan, that actually would be a very nice gift to give a woman in your life.
Well, speaking of that, Luann, this Sunday is Mother's Day.
I was hoping you would mention that.
So from all of us here at Family Talk, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend, and we will see you back here on Monday for the next edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
More than 80 million people saw my dad, Dr. James Dobson's original film series in 1978 that focused on fathers and mothers turning their hearts toward their families. Hi, I'm Ryan Dobson, and my dad, Dr. James Dobson, is getting ready to do it again. Join us on two weekends in June, the 22nd and 23rd, and June 29th and 30th at Skyline Church in San Diego, California, for the free Building a Family Legacy event. Get registered at buildingafamilylegacy.com. Again, buildingafamilylegacy.com.